All right, here we go. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. House and Senate negotiators reached an agreement to extend the Patriot Act, but Democratic Senator Russ Feingold is threatening a filibuster to block it. Republicans weren't surprised Feingold has threatened a filibuster. Transcripts of wiretaps on his phone told them that he would do it 3 weeks ago. How are you going to follow that? You know, how are you going to follow what we just did? The Patriot Act is critical to winning the war on terrorism. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan said the president urges both houses of Congress to act promptly to pass a critical piece of legislation. The only way we as a government can stop terrorists from disrupting and destroying the freedoms we hold dear is to disrupt and destroy them ourselves before they get a chance. Several San Francisco police officers faced discipline after making videos that officials called sexist, racist, and homophobic for an office Christmas party. The officer who made the video is now under suspicion, a move that should give him enough time to develop his new series on Fox, America's Funniest Racist Cop Videos. This is a dark day, an extremely dark day in the history of the San Francisco Police Department, said Police Chief Heather Fong, who apparently isn't nearly as funny as her name. All right. The phrase of the day, just drop it into conversation. Joseph Lieberman might become Secretary of Defense. Sure, put the Jewish guy in charge of the Middle East war. Al-Qaeda won't make any propaganda out of that, right? Right? Wake up, sheeple. The only advantage to Bush is he'd finally be able to blame something on a Democrat.